I just want to really quick point out and not really make a long drawn out thing of this. The conclusion of what we were talking about yesterday. A lot of times we can look at God's command, and I used to have the most difficult time with this. Because God commanded the children of Israel to go in and wipe out everybody. And that just didn't compute with my sort of Western mindset of, you know, tolerance and gentleness and peace. And I've learned that as I've studied this, that at least in part, I'm invited to be just as merciless on the sin in my life as God is commanding the children of Israel to be as they take the land, because whatever is left to corrupt will corrupt. But it's laid out very clearly from Moses today, the whys of this and God's perspective on this. And they aren't going in to wipe out innocent people. God's telling the children of Israel today, look, you're not going to win. You're not going to defeat the people in the land. You're not going to take the land because you're righteous. You guys are stiff-necked. And you have a history of rebellion. But because of the covenant that I have with your forefathers, and because of the covenant that I have with you, you will go in and take the land and displace wicked people. And I just wanted to point that out. It's an assumption that goes around where you just don't understand how God could just, you know, take out a whole group of people, a whole country of just nice, unprepared, easygoing people. But that's really not the case. God is saying, no, these are wicked people that are being displaced. And if you go back into the culture of it, you'll find that the wickedness is, well, let's put it this way. If there were a generation right now, or if there were a group of people right now, somewhere in the world, that were sacrificing their children. Now, let's just stop right there. If there were a group of people that we knew of somewhere right now, that were sacrificing children to their God, we would expect that someone would intervene. And we would expect outrage. And we would watch a growing distaste for this sort of thing grow all around the world until somebody did something. There would be email campaigns, it would be on Facebook, it would be on MySpace, it would be everywhere. And we'd start to see the entertainment community start talking about this stuff on the Grammys, on the Oscars, and it would become a political movement. And when the planes started roaring over and the aid came in and the military moved in to stop this, we would applaud. We would consider it that we were wiping out an atrocity. We might even say we were doing God's work. So wrap your head around that and just try to get some context for what is really happening here rather than making these terrible assumptions about God. And I say this mostly because I'm guilty of it. In the past, these were some of the things that I'd write down in a journal that I wanted to throw in the face of God and say, answer for yourself. I have learned since that I don't know what I think I know. And what I do know is very small. And that I'm best to keep my mouth shut in the face of the sovereignty of God. At the same time, I have a mind that God has allowed me to question with and given me the dignity of choice. And this is sort of where I've landed on this. And I hope that's helpful.